Despite tight economic times, careers in the geosciences are booming.
Science Careers contributing editor Kate Travis edits a special section in this week's Science on careers in geosciences.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that the number of geoscience jobs will grow by 22% by 2016, more than double the projected growth rate for all occupations. Even now, new geosciences graduates are finding it pretty easy to find jobs. Cindy Martinez is a workforce specialist at the American Geological Institute.
It's a great time to be graduating with a degree in the geosciences because there is functionally no unemployment right now of geoscientists. Right now, there's such a demand for people who understand something about these big societal issues that we're facing with water, energy resources, natural hazards, you name it.
And the research and industry that surrounds these big societal issues involve a broad array of career paths. Petroleum geology is a major one. More than 40% of geoscientists in the United States are employed in the petroleum industry, including Kira Diaz-Tushman.
I work for BP in a segment called North American Gas. I look at analog fields, I look at other well logs, and try to make correlations and try to make the case that an area that has not been drilled is prospective.
Diaz-Tushman says she first considered a career as a geologist in high school when she heard a report on the radio.
We were listening to National Public Radio in the U.S., and there was a story about how, I believe it was like 2010 or 2020, that all the geologists that work for the USGS would be retiring. We got into this conversation about jobs after school, and I was like, well, I guess geology is one place where there will be jobs when I graduate.
Diaz-Tushman went on to get a bachelor's and a master's degree before landing her current job at BP.
Every part that we do is like a little project where you say, okay, well, I have this bit of data here and I have this bit of data on this other side. And I know that technically these should go right through this area that I'm looking at, but can I prove before I put a drill bit to the ground that there will be oil and gas there? And it's all about kind of making the case. It's all about building up the information that you have around you, making assumptions, and then testing your hypothesis with a drill bit. It's very much a science.
Just as geologists are essential for unlocking the world's energy reserves, geologists like Rochelle Allen King also play a critical role in studying and maintaining the world's water resources.
The concerns about water are not going away.
Allen King is a hydrogeology professor at the University at Buffalo in New York.
There's a big role for people who know about hydrogeology as the demand goes up for clean water, as clean water maybe becomes a scarcer resource and recognized as a more precious resource.
Kurt Zeiler is one of those hydrogeology experts. He works with the consulting firm Amec Geomatrix.
I do a broad array of things, mostly related to quantitative hydrogeology. I do a lot of computer modeling of groundwater flow and transport.
Zeiler says what drew him to the field were the broad social implications of the work.
Being able to do science and do work on the ground that is socially relevant, there's a lot of both water resources and remediation work in hydrogeology that ends up being socially relevant and affecting people's lives.
But while jobs abound for geoscientists in industry, those on the academic career path are finding the job search more challenging. Again, Cindy Martinez from the American Geological Institute.
What we're hearing from the academic community is that as faculty retire, they're not being replaced. They're not getting a new full-time tenure-track faculty to replace that person who's retired in a lot of cases. But overall, we're seeing a drop in the number of total full-time faculty slots.
In particular, hydrogeology professor Rochelle Allen King says there's more competition for fewer federal grant dollars.
It's gotten harder and harder to get grants, I think. I see it becoming more and more competitive for my junior colleagues because there's more and more people applying, and the budgets haven't gone up in like 15 years. So it's hard, but that doesn't mean that people that have good and interesting ideas aren't doing interesting and cool stuff either. So it's hard, but I see people being successful even at the junior level.
For people who do want to go into academic research in the geosciences, a PhD is the preferred degree. But Allen King says it's different for industry.
If you want to go to work in consulting or industry, a master's degree is just the right preparation for most jobs. If you intend to go for a master's or PhD, the thing to do is to get really good basic sciences, so basic physics, basic chemistry, basic biology, basic geology, earth materials, and math, including differential equations.
And Cindy Martinez from the American Geological Institute adds that the high demand for top talent in geosciences industries means high salaries, too.
Salaries for geoscientists are great right now. Bachelor's geoscience graduates are earning a little over $30,000 a year. If you're coming out with a master's degree, you can earn a much, much higher salary, both in the environmental industry and in the oil and gas industry. In oil and gas, some of the starting salaries are up in the $80,000 range for someone with a master's degree.
Job analysts are cautious about making predictions about the current surge in jobs and salaries. And the oil industry in particular has a history of crashes and layoffs that geologists wish they could forget. But at the same time, the rising interest in the environment and the ever-growing need for energy and water resources suggests that the job market will be rock solid for the years to come. For Science Careers, this is Kate Travis.
Read more about the geology job market and careers in petroleum and hydrogeology in this week's Science and online at sciencecareers.org.